About a month ago, I noticed that the low tire pressure light was on in Janice's car. And so I checked the four tires, and there wasn't any problem with them. They had plenty of air. So then we figured out it was probably the spare tire had gotten too low. It was a real pain, but we lowered it down and filled it up with air. You know, we haven't used it in 4 years, but we filled it up anyway. Well, coming back from Georgia, it was just after sunset. It was pretty dark out on the interstate. One of the tires blew out. The rear passenger side, coming back from my mother-in-law's house for Thanksgiving. It was raining, as it would be. You're on the interstate. It was dark. Those cars going by at 90 miles an hour, honking at you. Man, was I glad that I had heeded that warning light. Our only warning light that we have that life as we know it will one day come to an end is our passage from Matthew today. Jesus says there will be no warning. It will be like in the days of Noah. People will be eating and drinking. They'll be marrying, giving in marriage. It'll be very normal when one will be taken and one will be left. This is the description of the rapture, not something that we as Lutherans often talk about because we don't believe that it will probably occur in our lifetime. Now, most of us will meet our deaths in the more normal way. But there's plenty of warning lights, aren't there? A child in school begins to get some bad grades. We know that something's wrong. A marriage begins to have problems. Things aren't like they used to be. Kind of a warning light. People begin to have a few pains in their chest. They can either be ignored or we can go have it checked out. It's amazing the number of people who probably had that warning and didn't heed it and died of a sudden heart attack. There are other warnings in life. People have told us that we're supposed to have a certain amount of savings in the bank just in case we're unemployed. There are signs all over of things that sometimes we just ignore. And so really our warning is from Jesus today. But Paul told us in his lesson how we're supposed to then be prepared for that sudden coming of the Son of Man. We're supposed to pay attention. We're not supposed to become sinful and ignoring those things that we know are leading to our demise. Whether it's at the second coming or just the end of a relationship or problems in school or whatever might come our way. If you have warning lights that have gone off in your own life, make sure that you don't ignore them. That may be your only indication before something really bad occurs. We know that God loves us. We know that He loved us so much that Jesus was willing to die on a cross for us. To go through a terrible, terrible experience that you and I, through simple faith in Him, might have eternal life. He has given us, however, in this life, some warning lights. Let's not ignore them. Advent is a time to prepare. A time to prepare for the birth of Jesus. A time to prepare for His second coming. But let us also use this time as a time to prepare in our relationships, in our health, in our finances, whatever we can do in case our own rapture should occur or that of someone we love. Amen.